Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Elodie Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm here with my co-host, Alfred Addisk, to bring you opinion, commentary on today's economic and political events. On this Friday, January 31st, the last day of January 2014, Al, it seems like it was just yesterday we were bringing in the new year. And we probably
seems like it was just yesterday we were bringing in the millennium.
I know.
I'm not worried about the last new year. I still can't get over 2000. You understand?
I know. It is amazing. You know. We say it after each month, the end of each month. Oh, where's the time gone? You know, the beginning of each quarter, or the end of each quarter, and you know, certainly at each birthday and at any special date. It is amazing. It is incredible. And it's not that long. It's going to be 2020. Can you imagine saying 2020? I mean, it's not that far away. Anyway.
Well, not for some of us. It's a long ways away for me, Melody.
You think?
That's the way I prefer to look at it.
Hey, well,
long ways into the future. The years aren't so far into the past, but the future is still a long ways away.
Well, let's take a look and see what gold has done in the future of today. It had a nice little turnaround, had a lot of pressure on during the day. We had a low of 1238 and a high of 1255 to settle at 1245, up a buck. Silver was up 4 cents at 1928. Platinum was down 9 at 1380, along with palladium down 2 at 708. The USDX, of course, was trading stronger today. You know, all these currencies that are kind of going to the wayside. Of course, you know, they went to the USD, the US dollar. Up 0.22 at 81.27. Crude oil was down 70 at 97.53. And they tried to bring that Dow around again. It was down at triple digits, almost, I believe it was over 200 points earlier in the day. This is, and for January, the Dow has dropped 5% for the month. And that is the worst since 2009. And you had the S&P dipping about 3.5%, and the NASDAQ dropped nearly 2%. Both the S&P and the NASDAQ has been the worst since 2010. The Dow is down 150 points today at 15,698. The NASDAQ down 19 at 4103. The S&P down 11 at 1782. And last but not least, you have the 10-year yield down 0.02 at 2.67%. So interesting day in the markets. So they did try to bring it around the last time I saw earlier in the afternoon. You had the Dow, it was only down about 70, 80 points. So they did try to bring it back, but with no luck. So I think next week's going to be a very interesting. There's no way they're going to keep these markets floating along with everything that is happening and the turmoil that these countries are facing in these emerging markets.
Yeah. Yeah, things are piling up. You know, we've talked a little about it in the last week or two and suggested that there's a constellation of events that are almost creating a perfect storm. And they haven't quite all come together yet, but you look at it and you can see this is going to be a problem, and maybe not so long from now. We'll watch and see. Nobody has a guarantee on this thing, but there are so many things that could go wrong. There are so few things that could go right. It just seems inevitable that we're going to see a serious problem, and the implication, it's one of those things, if you're sensible, you prepare for that possibility. There's not a guarantee that it's going to happen. There's not a guarantee that it's going to happen the next month or the month after that, or who knows. Can't give you a time thing, but a timetable, but you know, you look at it and I am amazed, and I'm not the only one. I've seen other people who talk about this. I think Jim Sinclair, if I recall correctly, he made a comment recently where he's fundamentally amazed that the system has been able to hold itself together as long as it has. Yes?
I don't know why anybody is so amazed, Al, because you've got the power of the U.S. government along with Wall Street and the banks and the unlimited amount of printing. They have this incredible power and the ability. I don't think it's so much of their ability to be able to carry it off. It's to the how big it is. I mean, to me, that's what's
like I say. You got to give the devil his due. That's where it comes down to. But
I mean, it's really shocking.
People like myself believe that the truth must come out. All right.
Agree.
And I think most people agree with that. And there is so much dishonesty, deceit, and it's not new. It's been going on for decades. And it's only coming to the front where you can see it more clearly than you could a decade or two decades or three decades ago. It's becoming more pronounced, more obvious, and perhaps more desperate. But in my opinion, if it's becoming more desperate, it's because it's closer to a collapse. And the people that are running this thing and trying to exploit it and take advantage of it, they understand they're in jeopardy. So they become desperate, in my opinion. They do things that are dumber and dumber. And somehow this thing still holds together. It's a tribute to I don't know what. It may be a tribute to the goodwill of the American people. And despite all the stupidity and the theft and the deceit, they still try to do the right thing, a lot of them. Or maybe it's a tribute to the strength of the bad guys that are running this operation. I don't know who's the tribute is to, but somebody deserves an award. It's not me. I don't get the award, but somebody deserves an award for holding this thing together as long as they have.
Well,
however,
certainly the combination, of course, you know, as long as those consumers in the U.S. continue to spend and savings have gone down, they're using their savings in order to spend. Americans are unable to say no to something that they want. So they'll rob their savings. They'll rob whatever they need to rob in order to get what they want.
And you're saying they're unable to resist the temptation,
yes,
of buying more
unable
stuff.
Yes.
All right.
I don't know.
What's the big? What is the growth industry of the future, Melody? A second garage. A second garage on everyone's home. Then you have one garage to keep all your stuff, and another one to actually keep your car. Or maybe you have two garages to keep your stuff. But I think I'm going to go into the garage building business, Melody. We're just going to attach second garages so people have more place to keep their stuff.
And it's not even good stuff.
Yeah, I know. And that's, you see, if you stumble into someone's garage and you see all the stuff they've got there, and it's plastic toys, you know, and I don't know what all is in there, and beds they're never going to use and whatever. And I doubt that any of us aren't guilty of this, but we can't, you know, we can't seem to get rid of it. You know, we might use it. Aunt Harriet might want it. Maybe we could give it to Bobby when he goes to college or who knows what. We've always got an excuse for it, but boy, we are like pack rats and hoarders. And we hoard all this stuff, and I don't know. It is, it's just part of the human condition. The way people are built. Dogs are built that way too. That's why they bury all their bones. Probably have more bones than they could ever chew, but they've got them buried someplace just in case.
Yes, they do.
Oh, here's one from the Washington Times. This is interesting to me. House GOP wants legal status, but no citizenship for illegal immigrants. Okay, that's the headline. And it says House Republican leaders have ruled out a special pathway to citizenship, but do support granting some form of legal status and work permits to most illegal immigrants. A brief document circulated to the House Republicans who are holding their annual policy retreat in Maryland calls for giving young illegal immigrants, also known as Dreamers, a chance at citizenship. Republican leaders also said they will insist on a zero-tolerance policy for future illegal immigrants. Boy, we're going to get tough with them. We're going to legalize the 11 million that are here because we know that's the way to stop the next 11 million from coming after them. What a bunch of crap. There's nobody in Washington who will ever get tough on illegal aliens. And again, my complaint is not with illegal aliens. My complaint is with the Congress and the president who refuses to protect our borders and our nation from an invasion by illegal aliens. And I think the reason for it is because the people in Washington are by and large a bunch of criminals themselves. And so they have a natural affinity for people who break in who are also criminals. It's not about the illegals. It's about the treasonous whores in the cat house on the Potomac. That's the problem. However, didn't intend to get diverted on that. I wanted to get into this document, which again, House Republicans giving young illegal immigrants known as Dreamers a chance at citizenship. And they got their zero tolerance policy. They're going to get tough. What a bunch of crap. That'll never happen. But all of this is interesting for me. And the reason it's interesting, because didn't Barack Obama write a book entitled Dreams of My Father? Melody, do you know? Isn't that true?
Yes, he did.
Uh-huh. So does that make President Obama a dreamer? Because the Republicans are going to make special proviso for illegal immigrants known as Dreamers a chance at citizenship. So what I'm wondering about, does this mean that even President Obama would be eligible for legal status and work permit that's been proposed by the Republicans? Huh? Melody, do you catch my drift?
Yes, I got your
President
drift.
Obama, an immigrant from apparently Kenya, will he be eligible for legal status? Is it possible that after they pass this law, he might even be eligible to be in the White House? Well, it's interesting to me. It's interesting. Kind of funny, except I got angry about the just the lies. Just get tired of the lies. My God. You know, if you could find a dozen people in Congress and in the Senate who actually were dedicated to telling the truth, it might be enough to turn this country around. Not because they could do it themselves, but because they could set an example. And we might actually get something that and the rest of us might say, wait a second, we might be inspired by that example. We might follow suit. Instead, we insist. We insist on the lies. And it really is, it offends me. You know, every politician, people complain about liars in public office like I'm complaining right now. And yet we vote for liars election after election after election. And the truth of the matter is we like liars. Most Americans like liars. They want them up there. They want them in office. And the reason being, in my opinion, is that liars are weak. There's no reason to lie to someone if you have power over them. You lie to people who have power over you. You lie to someone who has control over something you want. You want to use your dad's car. Tell them a lie. Tell them you'll have it back by 10 o'clock tonight. All right? It's by means of lying that we get what we want that we can't get on our own. And whenever we lie, it's evidence that the person being lied to is somehow superior. A lot of people say, oh, don't lie to me. Truth of the matter is we love being lied to.
Mm-mm.
We love to have somebody, most Americans, well, then why do you keep electing liars? I'm not saying it's true for everybody, but it's true for most people. We elect the liars, and we do it repeatedly, and we do it because we know that we own them. Every time they lie to us, they're admitting that we are superior to them. That's my opinion. That may be a half-baked idea, and some people may disagree with it. But if that's not the reason, what is the reason for our propensity to elect liar after liar after liar? And nobody even seems to get particularly angry about it. You got President Obama.
Yeah, but Al, you have to know the truth.
Logical liar, and who cares?
You have to know the truth, Al. You have to know the truth in order to know that they're lying. And I think the American people have just been, you know, they've been put in a position. They've been
initially,
put, and we've been.
You need to know the truth, but we have opportunity to find out what the truth is later on, and we do. We generally do. And nobody cares.
Plus, we've been conditioned, people, not me, I can't stand a liar. People have been conditioned over the years to accept politicians as that's part of being a politician.
I understand that.
And it's been an acceptable practice.
Not to me.
And when it's not only in politicians anymore, it becomes acceptable in people's lives.
I know.
It's easier to, what was that one I was always told? It's easier to do something wrong. It's always.
And be forgiven than ask permission.
Something like that.
Something along those lines. I don't know.
Yeah. So it's easier to lie and.
I guarantee it's easier. The truth is far more difficult in its own way than a lie is. I mean, a lie can be nice and tidy. And a good liar, the object of being a good liar is to determine what does the listener want to hear. Let's tell him what he wants to hear. Let's not tell him what the truth is. Let's figure out what they want to hear. We'll do market surveys. And we'll find out what do they want to hear. And that's what we'll tell them. And then they'll like us. But it's all crap. And it does point to a time when the lies cannot continue. And no matter how much you may love them or how convenient they may be or how sweet they may be, the moment has to come when we're going to start telling the truth whether we like it or not. And when we get to that moment, there is going to be an extraordinarily difficult time for those who depend on lies. Lies like paper dollars, paper stocks, value that you can attach to pieces of paper just because somebody signed their name to them. I'm Alfred Addis, here on Financial Survival with Melody Cederstrom. Be back in a moment. Please stay tuned.
Have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thethepowerherbs.com.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Hi, folks. I'm Alfred Addisk, and I'm not in a very good mood today. All right. What's actually happened is I've got a computer that's cracking up on me. Had to reformat the hard drive and download all my programs yesterday, and now it's doing it to me again, which means if I could get next to Bill Gates or maybe the people at what? I don't know. Sometimes it's hard to know who to blame for your computer problems, but there's got to be someone out there, someone that we can blame when the computer starts to mess up. In any case, I'm in a grumpy mood. Melody is in a good mood because she delights in seeing me suffer with my computer. She says, Al is having a problem with his computer. So that puts Melody in a good mood. So I don't know. So what do we got for him today, Melody?
I'm in such a good mood. Free gold. No, I'm just kidding, folks. Just kidding. Make sure everyone heard. I'm just kidding. But, hey, the price is as low as they are. It's almost like getting free gold and free silver.
I could sell free gold. I could give free gold away, Melody.
Could you?
Oh, absolutely. How much do you want? It's just a question of the shipping charges and the handling. The handling. Gold is free, but the handling and the shipping...
$1,300 for shipping
for half ounce.
But we got some great deals here coming here at Discount Gold and Silver. Kind of looking forward to February, January with all the bad and cold weather. It's affected a lot of people across this country and a lot of problems with a lot of propane, it's disappearing, shortages, and of course, folks are paying a lot for their heating bills, and it's difficult for a lot of people out there. So hopefully February does warm up a little bit, although I was told another cold one is coming that's going to be worse than what was, I mean, to what was worse than the last three storms that brought most of the country or a lot of the northern part and the northeast down to negative temperatures. So we'll have to see what happens, but give us a call, folks, at 1-800-375-4188, 800-375-4188. Visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com, and we've been working on, so we had Greg Hunter on the program. We're going to try to get him back on again in February. Lori Roth, they had their technical problems supposedly fixed, so she's scheduled to be on the program on Monday. She's going to be talking about that church in Texas. So we have that, and hopefully we'll get Greg Hunter back on in February. And I'm pleased to announce that he had asked Discount Gold and Silver to be their, I don't know, their go-to person for gold and silver. So, you know, we're all excited about that. So great opportunity, and we're working on some things there. So, but great prices here at Discount Gold and Silver. We have great shipping, and don't get caught up on the internet online buyers just because you can save a buck. You see what happens when you save a buck, when you make a comparison with that company out of California that we've been talking about since Wednesday. So I'm not saying that all your online sellers of gold and silver will turn out like the one in California. But if it's too good to be true, folks, you know, it probably is. Japan turns net importer of gold in December, and that's the first time since July of 2010. Japan imported more gold than it shipped. And again, it's the first time the country has been a net importer on a monthly basis since July of 2010. And that is only the 10th time that Japan has been a net monthly buyer of gold since the end of 2005. The last year, the country was a net importer on an annual basis. So, again, signs of the times, Al.
Well, I understand. It's just another way of showing that people are beginning to get the idea that the most important strategy right now maybe to preserve the wealth you have rather than try to bet on different investments that may or may not generate more. And then what I'm trying to go to is people are becoming slowly, and it's not like 50% or more, small percentage, but people are becoming more aware of the need to save. This is certainly borne out by the number of people that are trying to get out of debt. Not necessarily saving, but getting out of debt is a lot like saving. Trying to get out of that debt, trying to save as much money as you possibly can. Problem with saving, when you save in terms of fiat dollars that have lost 95% or more of their purchasing power since 1971, you know they're going to lose more. Just a question of time. It's like, you know, saving your property in a boat that's got a hole in it. You know it's going to sink. Maybe not right away, but it's not your best solution. So people are trying to save, and my point is you're looking for something reliable, a reliable form to save your money, your wealth, not save your money, save your wealth. What's the way to preserve it? And for 4,000 years, it's been gold. We have our ups, we have our downs. Nobody knows where it's going to be next week or a month from now. But odds are a year from now, it's going to be higher and probably a lot higher. And if you're saving in that form, in that medium, then odds are you will have access to your wealth at that time. If you're saving in terms of paper, paper instruments, you know, we harp on it all the time. Not just paper dollars, stocks, bonds, any of it. U.S. bonds can't work out well. The bonds, the promises can't be kept. The debts can't be paid. And this, for me, is a speculative answer as to why Japan is importing more gold than they're exporting. People want it. They see there's trouble. And they want to save whatever wealth they have. And they say, the one thing I can probably count on is gold. So I'm going to get rid of my yen and I'm going to get myself some gold. And therefore, there's a demand.
Yeah,
that would be
Look what they're doing to their own currency.
Well, yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
That's exactly why.
Yeah.
You know, the government does it to get out from under its own debt. But the people of Japan, by inflating their own currency, they diminish their own national debt. But the people of Japan, if they're holding any of that debt, they're losing. They're being robbed by inflation. And some of them are sitting back and say, you know, the most reliable protection against that sort of devaluation is gold and silver. And in this case, in particularly gold. And so, blah, 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 they export more. I've got one here from gold4.com, and they report that yesterday Germany's Bundesbank, Eurozone governments proposed Eurozone governments vulnerable to insolvency, such as France, Spain, Italy, Portugal, Greece, and Ireland, should impose a wealth tax on their citizens. Right? How delightful. A wealth tax for the citizens. How are they going to do that? The German central bank raised the idea of an emergency capital levy. In its monthly report, the Bundesbank said that the levy would have to be a one-off imposed in conditions of extraordinary national crisis in order to limit negative consequences for investment and potential capital outflows. They don't want any, potential capital outflows. Mm-mm. What does that mean? Potential capital outflows is what happens when people wake up and they see, oh, there's going to be a bunch of inflation coming, and I need to get out of whatever currency I'm in and get into something else to where my wealth is not going to disappear. I will send my capital elsewhere. It will flow outward in order to find something I can invest in or I'm not going to be robbed. I might even have an opportunity to make a profit. And the Bundesbank says we need to stop that. We can't have potential capital outflows just because the governments have behaved like a bunch of idiots. We've got to keep the people there to support the government, even if it means the people go completely broke. Bundesbank acknowledged that a nation in crisis would have difficulty making a convincing case to depositors, investors, that any such levy would be a one-time measure. They're essentially saying, we're only going to rob you this one time. Promise. Cross our fingers. We're the government. You know you can trust us. We're only going to rob you this one time, and after that, no more robberies. Investment diversification is vitally important in order to protect and grow wealth. The very real likelihood of bail-ins means that savings diversification should be considered. Now, that's a comment from Goldcorp. That's not what the Bundesbank said, but that's the implication. The bail-ins are the idea that banks that are in difficult financial circumstances can simply seize the money of depositors. You deposited, you got a bank account, you've got $20,000 in your bank account. Well, what they're talking about when they talk about bail-ins is that your bank, if it gets into a difficult financial situation, could take some or all of your $20,000 and use it to pay the bank's bills. And let you worry about your own bills however you have to do it. And if you get thrown out on the street and you can't pay your mortgage or whatever, well, that's your problem. But the most important thing is we've got to protect our beloved banks. And so we'll have bail-ins rather than bailouts. Bailouts are when the money comes from an outside source to support the bank. Bail-ins are when the money comes from an internal source, and that means the depositors to support the banks if things go difficult, and they are proposing a wealth tax on their citizens, or at least the Bundesbank does. Where do you suppose they'll impose that wealth tax? They've got to impose it on your savings accounts. Virtual certainty, they may figure out some other ways where they can impose a tax on whatever stocks or bonds or whatever other evidence of wealth you have, but that's where they're going to stick that wealth tax. Some of the people in Germany, assuming that they went through with this proposal, assuming they enacted this proposal, any of the Western the Eurozone governments, if they enacted the proposal, some of the people, if they were smart, they'd say, I'm not going to keep my money in the bank. You know, you may have to have a bank account. I'm not going to argue you can't have a bank account. But it may make much better sense to keep a significant portion, perhaps a majority of your savings, in a jar buried in the backyard or someplace up in the attic or down the basement or hidden away in the walls or in a walk-in safe in your, in one of your closets or whatever. And in the form of gold in bank savings. And this isn't, Bundesbank isn't the first one to talk about this. Greece has already implemented bail-ins, if I understand correctly. I don't know if they just proposed them or if they implemented them. Do you remember, Melody, or do you know?
I can't recall at the moment.
Mm-hmm. In any case, it's one of those ideas whose time has come, at least in the minds of bankers who are technically broke. And I guarantee it's also come relative to people in positions of power. For example, our favorite president, Barack Obama, recently proposed the MIRA accounts, where those of you who are actually working for a living and still have jobs, however many of you are left, you'll be able to donate your money to a government. The government is going to run your MIRA account for you, which means you'll be lending your money to the government. And the government doesn't get enough by taxes. No, it doesn't get enough. How could the government not have enough money? It can't even print enough. It still needs to take money from people in this country that are just barely holding their lives together. And the government says, oh, we'd like to take your money, too. We'd like to take. Well, that's not far removed from this report about the Bundesbank in Germany suggesting that governments in Eurozone impose a wealth tax. If you've got money enough to save, the government would like you to save it with the government. And they promise, cross their heart and hope to die, that they will just protect your dollars with their last breath. What do you think, Melody? You're going to put your money in a MIRA account?
Well, I definitely do believe it's also a part of a conditioning of the U.S. Citizens, because I think the guarantee is what's important in this MIRA account. And I think that I believe this will be the indoor to the rest of the IRAs to where they'll be able to legislate and to take. Because what will happen is you will have the Dow dropping from this level back down to 6,000, and people will jump into anything that will be offered with a guarantee. And you would think people would have learned with their pensions and their retirement accounts that there is no such thing as a guarantee. But this is, it's part of a conditioning. I think it's part of a conditioning.
There's a guarantee that's available, and the guarantee is 4,000 years of human history that says, look, you got some gold. This stuff's going to work. It's going to last. It'll be valuable. I mean, I understand the price goes up and the price goes down, and you can't guarantee absolute state, but it will not disappear. And it'll be valuable. It's been valuable for the last 4,000 years. It'll be valuable for the next 40. I guarantee it. And I guarantee that in the end, although there will be ups and downs, on average, gold will at least maintain the same purchasing power it's had for decades, and it may increase dramatically. There's a guarantee for you. And it's not from me per se, and it's not from Barack Obama or the United States government or the U.S. Treasury. It is from the history of mankind for reasons that maybe we don't even understand. Hard to know why we are as fascinated with gold as we are. But it's a universal situation. It's not true for everyone. I understand that. I'm not going to say everyone feels that way. But there is a propensity to value gold in virtually every country in the world. And greater and some lesser in others, but that's a guarantee that the government can't match.
It just comes back to wealth has to be measured against something. And, you know, it was gold. I believe you had mentioned one time the fascination with gold from a biblical standpoint. I mean, it's it was been given to us by God. And it
well, he
was,
says in the Bible on two occasions. The mm-hmm. Bible on two occasions quotes God as saying, the gold and the silver are mine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's talking about in a specific circumstance where it's hard to say what's really meant there. You can take that kind of a statement, you can run too far with it, or maybe you can run far enough where you actually get to the truth of it. Maybe. I'm not arguing this is true, and I know a lot of people think it sounds like nonsense, but I'm saying, I'm considering a possibility. He says, the gold and the silver are mine. Maybe that's why we want it. Nope. I'm Alfred Addisk. I'm here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival. We'll be back in a moment. Please stay tuned.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a Ku band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click satellite system.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on American Voice Radio Network and Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Hi, folks. Alfred Addisk again here at Discount Financial Survival, watching my computer to see if this is going to continue to work for the balance of the program or not. The texts I have and the images on the screen with articles from the internet and so on, they're kind of flashing on and off, and they're not responding, and then they are responding. See if we can get through 20 more minutes, and then I'm going to shoot the computer. Is there any law against shooting computers, Melody?
Don't know.
That's not cruel and unusual punishment, is it? All right.
40,000 laws.
The computer.
40,000 laws were passed this year, so who knows?
Yeah, exactly. Who knows?
Who knows?
Government doesn't bother to read them. They just pass them.
Hey.
It may be wrong for me. I may be doing something wrong just wearing my headset with the microphone on the left side of my face rather than on the right side. Do you know if there's any rules or regulations controlling what side of your head the microphone has to be on?
I'll Google it. Google it. Hey, Chris, there's today the former Port Authority official that personally oversaw the lane closings on the bridge of the scandal with Governor Christie out of New Jersey. He came out today and said that the governor knew about the lane closings when they were happening and that he had the evidence to prove it. And, you know, of course, it just wasn't that long ago, 2 weeks ago, where Christie had denied knowing. And about the bridge, and he has repeatedly said that he had no knowledge of it. And now this guy comes out, and he's actually an old buddy of Christie's that was appointed to this position, and he has the evidence. So, I mean, it's not that we didn't know Christie knew. This guy is brave enough to prove it.
I understand. What is offensive and even transparent, it's like the IRS going after people in the conservative end of the spectrum and Tea Party groups and so on. We had this minor scandal back a couple of months ago. And who was responsible? It's always some mid-level bureaucrat who was overzealous. But it couldn't possibly be Obama, that's for sure. This is the same thing we get out of the lone gunman. The lone gunman is the one who shot John F. Kennedy. And the lone gunmen are the ones that do all these evil deeds and the rest of that. There's never more than one gunman. I won't say never, that's an exaggeration. But it's so much easier to solve these problems and crimes if there is allegedly only one gunman. And it's easier to solve these problems and crimes if it's a mid-level bureaucrat. But somebody's got to take the heat so the number one guy can continue to lie to the public. And that's what we're seeing with Christie. And we've seen it with Obama. And we'll see it with probably most of the politicians who ever achieved significant office in the balance of this country's history. There'll be somebody there, some poor sap, who thinks he's working his way up the rackets, right? And he doesn't understand he's actually being kept around for Plan B. Things go south, we'll blame Johnson. That's all. He doesn't know it. He thinks he's going to be a big man, but in fact, he's just being kept. He's being kept as some sort of a sacrificial goat. It would be nice. I don't know if it's ever been any different. I won't claim that the world was ever any better than it is right now. I don't know if it was or it wasn't, but at least it appeared to be. It would be nice if we could just find people who say, oops, I made a big mistake. Here's my resignation. Goodbye. I'm watching Hillary Clinton. I thought Benghazi would have been enough to finish her off. But she's come back and she's speaking about her greatest regret was Benghazi. And how in hindsight she can see that mistakes were made, but you have to make decisions with whatever the information you have at the time. Well, that's true. But we have to wonder if that's the real, is that the truth of the matter? Does it apply in the instance of Benghazi? Or is that the lie du jour in order to try to give Hillary plausible deniability so she can take a shot at the White House 2 years from now? Like I say, I thought Benghazi would be enough to bump her off, get her out of the presidential election for 2016, but insofar, well, she's oh no, it was just, gee, I'm terribly sorry, and a big mistake. She's going to probably pull it off. Public is going to say, yay, yay, Hillary, you're lying to us. Let's vote for Hillary. She's a liar. Good God.
Well, I would think, well, if any Republican has, I mean, Healey has to go back a few years. I mean, 20 years is not that long ago.
Don't say that.
I mean, she's got a lot of other baggage that they could tie her to.
I understand.
And, but I don't think there is anyone that... I mean, heck, I even saw a quote today or a poll where Romney is the lead guy for 2016. It's like, what? You got to be kidding me.
You tell me that joke about Obama was the fifth most respected president in American history?
Let me bring that up, and we can...
I think it's the same phenomena.
We can sort of...
When Romney's leading the pack, it's the same thing as... It's the same as this joke. Do you have it?
Give me just a few...
Let me give you something here in the meantime. Here's from comments from John Embry, chief investment strategist at Sprott Asset Management. The headline is Gold and Silver at Historic Undervaluation. That's from John Embry. That's his. He says, I'm really fascinated with the gold and silver markets for a simple reason. I believe that the fundamentals should be driving the price that should be driving the price couldn't be better. At the same time, because the price of both gold and silver have been driven down relentlessly, going 2.5 years now for gold, the degree of undervaluation against any method that I look at is approaching historic records. As a result of this counterintuitive price action that we've seen in both metals, gold and silver, the sentiment in the market is horrible, meaning people are, oh, they say, I don't know, gold or silver. Well, yeah, I like the idea, but, you know, it's been down. We've had a bad couple of years on this thing, which I think represents, and he goes on, he says, which I think represents one of the greatest buying opportunities in history. I agree with him 100%. We have a situation here. There's going to be a day, you know, you're going to be able to sit back and say, you know, I could have bought gold for $1,250 an ounce. I don't know what I was thinking about it. I didn't do it. It was low and a lot of people were discouraged about it. And it didn't seem to be going anywhere. And I could have bought gold at $1,250. Embry goes on. And at one point he says that he expects. The question was put to him, do you agree with Eric Sprott on his outlook for gold in the next 12 months, that the price could double in that time frame? And Embry says, yes, definitely. We certainly see eye to eye on the precious markets thesis. And one of the reasons I'm buoyed by all this is that the precondition for a significant bottom is in place, none more so than the sentiment, the adverse sentiment. It's absolute evidence that gold is, well, it's not absolute evidence. It's solid evidence. It's convincing evidence that gold is about as low as it can go. And he goes on, he says, we're not, and because of that, you buy low, you sell high. We're at a low. We are at or near a historic low. And there's going to be a move. And Embry goes on, he says, we're not talking about small moves here. When this thing really gets going, we're going to be talking multiples of the current prices. It will unfold over time, but it could happen quickly, too. Well, yeah, it's just, I agree with everything he's saying, and I think high probability that that's correct. We don't know what the time frame is, but nevertheless, you look at this and you understand. Gold is hugely undervalued, and part of the reason is because the price has been manipulated. Anyone who looks at this understands price has been manipulated. It's been intentionally held downward, pushed down. When you understand that, you also understand, again, you've got that beach ball analogy. You hold the beach ball underwater, suppress it down at the bottom of the pool. Sooner or later, it breaks loose, and when it does, it comes flying up through the water and even out of the water. It's because it's been suppressed that it can rise dramatically. Yeah. Gold manipulation will ultimately serve us very well, those who have gold. That manipulation is going to work for us. Day's going to come when all of a sudden it's that beach ball is going to bust loose and we're going to see some spectacular prices. Did you locate the joke, Melody?
Yes, I did. I don't know if it's a joke. Obama rated fifth best president in our history. And from a total of 44 U.S. presidents, Obama is rated as the fifth best president ever. Now, this news release, and it was actually released according to Texas A&M, they have broken down the details. And after only 5 years in office, again, he was rated the fifth best president ever. So the breakdown from Texas A&M came in Reagan and Lincoln tied for first. Number two, 23 presidents tied for second. 17 other presidents tied for third. Jimmy Carter came in fourth. And finally, Obama came in fifth.
Well, yes, when Melody told me yesterday, I think it was yesterday, when I first heard it, Melody was saying as if it was serious. And I thought, Barack Obama, the fifth best president. There's got to be something strange about that. How do they calculate? Well, you see how.
He's
fifth after 44 and, or 43.
Yeah. We got an email in, and he says, you're both only partially right about gold and silver in the Bible. It's the law of God that silver and gold are to be money, more silver than gold, and it's not just a light matter. You shall not have an unjust weight or measure in your bag. He says there are many more citations. Mm-hmm. And
what's the significance of having gold and silver as money?
I just want to put this through. Leviticus 27:25, he says, all my estimations shall be according to the shekel of the sanctuary.
Mm-hmm. But the significance is this. Who owns the little green pieces of paper in your wallet? And the answer is the Federal Reserve System. They loaned those green pieces of paper into circulation in the same sense that I could loan a pen to Melody. And Melody might use my pen for a year. It might be a good fountain pen, whatever, be pretty moderately expensive. And everyone would see Melody using the fountain pen. They say, oh, that's Melody's pen. But I would know, no, it's not. It's my pen because I loaned it to Melody. I didn't give it to her. I didn't sell it to her. I loaned it to her. Melody might even get to a point where she gets comes to think of that's my pen. I've had it for years. It's mine. But it's not. It's mine because I loaned it. Federal Reserve owns the little green pieces of paper in your pocket because they are loaned into circulation. All right? You have equitable title. You don't have legal title to the Federal Reserve notes. This is important. It's confusing and it's remote from most people's understanding, but if you only have equitable title in the green pieces of paper, you can only purchase equitable title in whatever you use those pieces of paper to purchase. You go to get yourself a computer, a computer monitor, a desk, a car, a house, pay for it with Federal Reserve notes. You get to use it, you get to possess it, but ownership goes to the Federal Reserve System because they own legal title. Legal title ultimately defaults to the Federal Reserve System because they loaned the money you used into circulation. What's this got to do with gold and silver? What it has to do is this. If God says the gold and silver are mine, it means that we don't have anyone else taking legal title away from us because they own the money. God owns the gold and the silver. God owns that money. He has legal title to all of it, and the result is he doesn't take it from us. We can get perfect title to property. We both own our property, and we can possess it. We have legal title and equitable title by virtue of using gold and silver. If we use Federal Reserve notes, that does not appear to be true. I can't get my clock to work because my computer is messing up here. Melody, you need to keep track of the time.
We're out of time.
Okay, we're out of time, folks. Thank you. We will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening. Meantime, have a good weekend. May the good Lord bless you, me, Melody, and Frank, the
bye-bye.
Producer. Bye-bye.